So good afternoon. Today I'm going to present some of my research with influence of soil texture on reproduction and pathogenicity of reniform nematodes on cotton. And as we all know, reniform nematodes has a wide host range. And in Louisiana, one of the major crops affected by this nematode is cotton. And according to the National Cotton Council, the losses due to the reniform nematode on cotton had increased steadily over the past years, reaching about 280,000 of bales lost in 2011. So the objectives of this research were to evaluate the influence of soil texture on reproduction and pathogenicity of reniform nematodes on cotton, and also to evaluate the reproductive variation of three different geographic isolates of reniform nematodes, all of them coming from different parishes of Louisiana, on three different cotton cultivars growing different soil textures. And for that, we use this implement that is called VERIS 3100 Electrical Conductivity Soil Mapping System. And it has a GPS attached to it. And it consists of six coaters that will emit and receive electrical current through the soil profile. And with this data of electrical conductivity, we'll be bringing it into a GIS program. And with some interpolation, we will create maps like this, site-specific management maps. This is a field in the northeast of Louisiana. And the field was divided into 10 different zones according to electrical conductivity values. And the lightest areas of this graph show areas with more sand content associated to it. And the darkest areas represent areas with more clay content related to it in this field. And we pick these three points, T1, T2, and T3. We sample these three areas, and we brought these samples to the lab. And we confirmed that based on the EC values, there is a lot of difference in soil texture. As we see here, the T1 has about 74% sand and about 5% clay. T2, 31% sand and 13% of clay. And T3 had about 8% of sand and about 26% of clay. And these three soil that come from these three different sites, they were used in greenhouse studies. So for my greenhouse study, I use just one cultivar. I use Stoneview LA87. And I use small pots that hold about just 0.5 kilos of soil. And at this experiment, I just use two soil types. One greenhouse soil that's close to what I have for T1. It's about 72% of sand. And then my T2 soil with about 32% of sand. And at this time, I had nematode levels of 0 and 5,000 per pot. And the population, I just used one nematode population here. That was my avoyos population. And for this experiment, and also for my further experiments, the parameters that I'm evaluating are plant measurements and nematode population development. So for this first experiment, in here I have my plant measurements. So I'm looking for plant height, dry root wave, and dry shoot wave. And the effects that I'm looking at are main effects of soil type and of nematode presence or absence in this case, that I just have one population. And I'm also looking for the interaction between soil type and nematode. So for this experiment, for plant measurements, I just found these are my p-values after my statistics run it after two runs of the experiment. So in here, I just found that my plant height was significantly affected by soil type. And what I found was that plants growing in T2 soil, they were taller than my plants growing in greenhouse soil. And for this specific experiment, I did not find any effect of soil type in nematode population development. So I had three more experiments, and each one of them, I used a different cotton cultivar. So I use Stoneview LA87 again, and I use Stoneview 5288, and I use Phytogen 375. And at this time, my pots were a little bigger with 1.6 kilos of soil. And I use my soil from the three different sites from the field that I showed previously. And my nematode levels at this time, they were 0 and 10,000. And for each one of the experiments and each one of the cultivars, I used the 3 different nematode populations, Avoyelles, Evangeline, and Rapides. So in my second greenhouse experiment, after 2 runs of this experiment, I found that for plant measurements, I did not find any significant effect of either soil type or nematode population. Also, I'm considering here my controls. And I did not find any effect of the interaction between soil type and population. But when I look for nematode population development in this experiment, and here I'm looking for nematode numbers per 500 cubic centimeters of soil in the end of the season, and also for egg numbers per gram of root in the end of the season. And so I have found that both soil type and nematode population had a significant effect on both nematode numbers and egg numbers per gram of root. And for that, I observed that my nematode numbers were lower in my T3 soil type. That's my soil with more clay content associated to it. And also for my population, the Evangeline population had the lowest nematode numbers in the end of the season. And for my egg counts, I also found that T3 had the lowest number. And at this time, I found that Avoyelles had more eggs per gram of root than Evangeline population. So my third experiment was with a different cultivar. I used Stoneview 5288. And for this time, I found that plant height was significantly affected by either soil type and by interaction between soil and nematode population. And I've also found that soil type had significantly affected both dry root and dry shoot wave. And both root and shoot wave were lower in my plants growing in T1 soil. That was my sanded soil at the group. Okay, so for plants, here I'm showing my interaction effect. And in here on the bottom, I have my 3 soil types, T1, T2, and T3. T3 is the more clay, with more clay, and T1 with more sand. And here I'm showing plant height. And each one of the columns represent a different nematode population and also my control. So my Avoyelles represented by blue and Evangeline by red. And then Rapides is green and purple represents my controls. So I have seen that within each one of my soil types, there was no significant difference in plant height for in either one of them, T1, T2, and T3. But what I want to call attention here is that my populations, Evangeline and Rapides, the plants were taller growing in T2 soil as compared when they were growing to T1 soil type for these two populations. And still for the experiment number 3, when I look for nematode population development, I also find that nematode numbers were significantly affected by soil type and by interaction between soil and population. And also egg numbers were significantly affected by soil type. And at this time, I have found more that in my T1 soil, I have more eggs per gram of root than T2, and T2 had more eggs per gram of root than T3. And in here, showing my nematodes numbers per 500 cubic centimeters of soil in the end of the season, and comparing them of my, again, three soil types in here in the bottom. So I've seen that in my T1 soil type, I had that my population of Rapides grow better than the other two, Avoyelles and Evangeline. And also but within T2 and T3, I did not find significant difference in nematode population development. And also that my Rapides population it develops better in T1 as compared to T2 and T3. And then my last experiment with the variety Phytogen 375 and at this time I just have one run of this experiment. So I have seen that up to now, the only plant effect on plant measurement that I have found was in soil type affecting dry shoot wave. And for that, I've seen that plants growing in my T1 soil type, my more sandy soil, were they have lower, they were lighter, low wave as compared to the other plants growing in the other two soil types. And when I look for nematode population development in this same experiment, I have found that both soil type, nematode population, and the interaction between them had an effect in both nematode numbers and egg numbers per gram of root in the end of the season. And then for that in here, I found that in my T1 soil type, I had the avoyelles population had grown much more than either one of the two other populations. And then the same pattern was observed in T2 and T3, but in T2 and T3, there was not a significant statistic associated to this. And also avoyelles, it develops better in T1 as compared to T2 and T3. And for my egg numbers per gram of root, I have found that the same pattern that I observed for nematode numbers. So avoyelles develops better in T1 soil type as compared to T2 and T3. And the same pattern observed in the three different soil types where avoyelles followed by rapids and then by evangeline. So with that, what I have found up to now is that the biggest effect that I have observed is that influence of soil type or soil texture on population development of the nematode, and not so much in the plant measurements. And I have also found that there was a significant variation on the reproduction of the different isolates of reniform nematode that I have used in the different soil types, and also in the different cotton cultivars that I used in this experiment. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Time for questions.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little confused. T1, T2, and T3 are different types of soil, right?
Yeah, the different soil texture.
And now in your chart, you were showing three different field sites.
Yeah. It's they are different. They differ in soil texture, but they are within the same field, but they're different in soil texture.
But you had T1 from three different fields. What was the difference?
No, I have T from that field. I had three sites. T1, T2, and T3 come from the same field, but for different sites in the same field.
So they had different names. You had different names for the different sites.
I just named them according, like T1, T2, and T3, according to the soil type particle size distribution.
Okay. So T1 represents not the soil type, but the site itself.
Yeah, the site T1. Yeah, right.
The soil was autoclave, correct, before you started?
Yeah.
Are you aware of other work that's been published of a similar nature and whether the results were similar or different than what you found?
Yeah, we have seen more the reniform, some of the reniform in different soil types, but I have not seen with different cotton cultivars. So, and I have found like, it's not a pattern between the different cultivars and different soil types. They behave differently.
Yeah, I was thinking about the work published by, I think it's Steve Kagan at North Carolina State. He had some different soil textures anyway, and I think he inoculated with reniform.
Yeah, are you
familiar with that?
Yeah, I think in that one he used from soil coming from different fields.
Yeah, right. Were those results fairly similar to yours or different?
Not all of them, because of the cotton cultivars. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what was the same or what was different?
Is that the like we have seen that the nematode, the reniform nematode, it like goes, it kind of prefer the clay texture, but at some point, not really too much clay. Like it doesn't go too good in the sandy soil. Like 72% sand, it doesn't go too well. But then as you add a little clay off it, and not too much too, we have seen in previous studies that up to 20% clay, that's where like we have more of the development of the population of reniform. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did you manage soil water, and did you manage it by texture?
Yeah, we use potentiometers to try to check. We use potentiometers in the time of watering, and we try to water as like the potentiometers say as they need. So.
Thank you very much.